please vote to signify their presence. All members have voted this morning. Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 senators present this morning. Senator Fahrenkamp is excused from the call of the Senate today.
We stand for the invocation.
Dear Lord, when you bless your people with the virtues that we've been praying about this week, the eternal virtues of faith, hope, and love, then you want these people to learn to be obedient. If pastors are obedient to their calling, then our legislators and people can see their obedience. And if our legislators are obedient to their calling, then people will learn to appreciate them as they should. Help us all to learn to be obedient to you and to practice it and enjoy it. Amen.
Is the secretary certify as to the correctness of the journal for the preceding day?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 87th legislative day and Senate supplement number 70.
Senator Ray.
Move the journal for the 87th legislative day and Senate supplement number 70 be approved as certified.
There's no objection. It is so ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, I have a real pleasure to introduce a constituent and a friend of yours and a friend of mine, Jess Lee of Palmer of IBW.
It's good to see you this morning, Jess. Senator Fisher.
Yes, Mr. President. In the gallery behind me, we have five visitors. Four of whom are constituents of Senator Gilman and myself. We have Pat Everts, who's on the City Council of Homer. We have Gail Phillips, also on the same council. We have Bob Klein, who's the interim city manager. We have Jan Kaiser, who is an engineer, and I keep joking, the first female engineer I've ever seen. And we have Marge Harkins, who's visiting from Oregon, and as you can see, the gal side of her looks like her sister.
Say hello to Clamptillion when you see him for us. Hello, Senator, you have the floor.
Mr. President, we have a number of students from Sitka, the Blatchley Junior High School. They're sixth graders, and they're here. Did I say sixth graders? I'm sorry. They're eighth graders. They're here on their annual trip to Juneau to observe state government in action. And I might say this, I believe they're accompanied by their teacher, Harvey Brandt, who is brought similar classes over the past 12 years. I think what's unique about this particular program is that the students themselves raise the funds to come over to annually and do cookie sales and those types of things. Now, if you'll stand when I call your name, please. Karen Moore, Heather Little, Susan Brandt, Richie Riggs, Kit Buckholz, Brent Bowman, Sabina Vaught, Donna Clark, Katie Smirch, and their supervisor, Harvey Brandt.
We welcome you here this morning. Are there messages from the governor?
Messages of April 4. I have signed the following resolutions and bills and transmitted the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Senate Joint Resolution Number 34, disapproving the Local Boundary Commission recommendations for annexation of territory to the City of Haines, Legislative Resolve Number 35. House Joint Resolution Number 69, disapproving the Local Boundary Commission recommendation for annexation of territory to the City of Hoonah, Legislative Resolve Number 37. Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 91, Judiciary. An act relating to disclosure of vital statistic records and information and providing for an effective date, Chapter 25. Senate Bill Number 386, an act relating to the Displaced Homemaker Program and providing for an effective date, Chapter 26. And I have read the following resolutions and transmitted to the Office of the Lieutenant Governor. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 36, Great Land Games Month, Legislative Resolve Number 39. Committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 37, State Affairs, relating to Sexual Assault and Sexual Abuse Awareness Month, Legislative Resolve Number 40. Committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 32, State Affairs, requesting the Governor to designate each October 16 as World Food Day in Alaska, Legislative Resolve Number 41. House Concurrent Resolution Number 48, 16th Annual Girls State at the Fairbanks University of Alaska Campus, Legislative Resolve Number 42. 16th Annual Boys State at Camp Carroll, Legislative Resolve Number 43. House Concurrent Resolution Number 45, requesting review of all terrain vehicle regulations, Legislative Resolve Number 44. Sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. Those are the messages from the Governor today, Mr. President.
The messages from the House.
Message of April 4. The House passed Sponsor Substitute for Senate Bill Number 350, amended with the following amendments. House Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for Senate Bill Number 350, VIN, amended House, creating the Alaska United States Olympic Trust Fund effective date, and return for consideration.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill, for Sponsor Substitute for Senate Bill 305, Finance, and ask the body to vote no.
For the question, is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 350? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows one yea, 19 nays, one excused.
The Senate has not concurred with the House. A message will be sent to the House informing them, and a conference committee shall be appointed. Conference committee by the Senate will be Bennett, Chairman, Fahrenkamp, and Kelly. Committees, to order.
Message of April 4, the House passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 225, Hess, amended by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to the practice of optometry and authorizing the use of certain drugs by optometrists.
Health, Education, Social Services, it is a registration bill. I will, what did you say, Secretary? Health, Education, Social Services, as I've stated, is a registration bill, so I'll also sign it to Commerce, however Commerce may wish to waive.
Okay. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 548, financed by the Finance Committee, an act relating to state assistance for community health aid programs and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 609, FIN, by the Finance Committee, an act relating to debt of the state, its agencies, and municipalities, and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance, Community and Regional Affairs is very much involved. They may wish this bill, if they'll inform me tomorrow, attempting to give it to two committees at this late date. State Affairs and Finance. Senator Ziegler has the floor.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent we revert to introduction of guests.
There's no objection. You have the floor, sir.
I'm advised in the gallery on my side we have with us today Mayor Harris Atkinson and Vice Mayor Richard Johnson, both of Metlakatla and longtime friends. Someone?
Senator Moss.
Mr. President, I'd like to stay here and introduce a good friend and a constituent also from Anderson. He's the city manager up there. He's come down to check up to find out why we haven't appropriated the money yet for the prison up there. I just thought I'd bring this up again. We're going to be talking about it, and I'd like to introduce Lanston Chen, the city manager for Anderson. You're back in the prison, buddy.
Are there communications this morning?
There are no communications.
Are the reports of standing committees?
April 4, 1984, from Senator Bill Ray, Chairman, Senate Judiciary Committee. Dear Mr. President, the members of the Judiciary Committee have considered the following executive appointments and no objections have been stated to their confirmation. The Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, Jane Perkins and William Smith. Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar, Lou M. Williams of Ketchikan. Commission on Judicial Conduct, Barbara Dale of Juneau and Georgiana Lincoln of Fairbanks. And to the Judicial Council, Renee Marie of Anchorage. This does not indicate an intention on the part of any committee member to vote for or against confirmation of any of the above individuals. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill number 517, Workers' Compensation, and recommends due pass with a zero fiscal note. Signed, Senator Josephson, Chairman, concurring Senators Paul Fisher and Moss. SB 517 has a further referral to Labor and Commerce. The Rules Committee considered House Bill number 478, Permanent Fund Dividend Distribution Program, and recommends calendar with a letter of intent. Senator Kelly signed a calendar and also no recommendation. This does appear on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered the following and recommend that they be calendared on April 5. Senate Bill number 382, Payment of Costs of Postmortem Examinations, Autopsies, Embalming, and Related Services, and recommends the Finance Committee substitute. Senate Bill number 456, Embalmer and Funeral Director Trainees, and recommends the LNC Committee substitute. Committee substitute for House Bill number 516, Finn, Special Appropriation for the Payment of 1983 Permanent Fund Dividends to Eligible Persons who apply for the dividends during an extended application period. Senator Kelly also signed no recommendation. These do appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports.
There is a bill for introduction this morning, first reading and reference.
Senate Bill number 543 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to the registration of motor vehicles owned by the elected state officials.
State Affairs and Finance.
That was the only new bill, Mr. President.
Takes us to the daily calendar. Secretary Reed, Senate Bill 382 by title author, committee report.
Senate Bill number 382 by Senators Ferguson and Sackett, an act relating to the payment of costs of postmortem examinations, autopsies, embalming, and related services and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and due pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, co-chairman. Concurring, Senator Josephson, Mulcahy, Vic Fisher, and Ferguson. There is a committee substitute.
To the committee substitute, Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for adoption of the Finance Committee substitute.
There's no objection. Secretary Reed, substitute title.
CS for Senate Bill number 382, financed by the Finance Committee, an act relating to postmortem examinations and providing for an effective date.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
In the absence of amendments, send the rank.
Before we go on, Mr. President, I wonder if somebody from Finance could. I see the public assistance on the, for possible amendment. I see people under that are on public assistance are unable to pay, but I wonder if that's certainly broad. The number two is otherwise unable to provide clothing in a casket. And I wonder what the parameters are if that is fairly broad.
President, this would be worked through regulations with the Department of Health and Social Services along the existing regulations that we have through the court system. And because there are many, many people who are not on public assistance who do not have very much cash as an income, and this would cover those type of people.
Good floor, Senator.
Then I wonder, why did we change the title on this? I haven't figured that out.
You have the floor, Senator. We'll stand at ease for a moment. Senator Ray.
President, I believe that there is a technical error here. The title should remain the same as in the original bill. If we could note that and notify the body the title is the same. It has to do with the same thing on autopsy and postmortem examinations and related subjects.
would hold that the title will remain the same.
And if there's no other amendments, I would move committee substitute for Senate Bill number 382, Finance, be considered in gross advance third reading and place of final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 382, Finance, an act relating the payment of costs of post-mortem examinations, autopsies, embalming, and related services, and providing for an effective date.
Are there discussion debates, Senator Halford, you're seeking for?
Read it east, please.
Sure. Senator Ray.
I was going to take care of that on the effective date clause, Mr. President, but in order to alleviate some of the fears of the members, I would move the original title be replaced instead of the committee substitute title.
Original title, it has been read. There is no objection. That may be done in third reading. It's before you for discussion and debate. Very simple bill. The question is called for. The question is, shall Senate Bill 382 be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Secretary, close the roll. Does any member desire to change the vote? I apologize. Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, one absent, and one excused.
Bill has been adopted. Senator Ray.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage committee substitute for Senate Bill number 382, Finance, with the original title, be considered the roll call on effective date clause.
No objection. So ordered. Next item on the data calendar is Senate Bill 456.
Senate Bill number 456 by Senator Paul Fisher, an act relating to embalmer and funeral director trainees. State Affairs Committee waived. Labor and Commerce Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute LNC with a zero fiscal note and due pass. Signed, Senator Elias and Chairman concurring, Senators Petty, John Mulcahy, and Sackett. There is a committee substitute.
To the committee substitute, is there a motion? Senator Paul Fisher.
I move the adoption of the committee substitute.
Senator Fisher moves adoption, asks unanimous consent. There is no objection. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill number 456 LNC by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to embalmer and funeral director trainees.
Senator Ray, there are no amendments.
Just a question.
I wonder why we're making these people 18 years of age. Why couldn't a person 17 years of age be an apprentice as long as they're learning the trade?
Senator Fisher, do you wish to respond in second reading?
Yes, I think, Mr. Chairman, the reason they made it 18 years of age is because you have to have college, and there may be an exception where a student 17 years of age may be a high school graduate or have the GED to get into college. I think the figure 18, it could be 17, but 18 seems to be the average age or the most frequent age that anybody goes to college.
Are there proposed amendments? In the absence of proposed amendments, Senator Ray?
Move the committee substitute for Senate Bill number 456, Labor and Commerce, be considered in gross advance third reading, place the final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 456 LNC, an act relating to embalmer and funeral director trainees.
The bill is before you for discussion, debate. Senator Fisher has the floor.
Yes, Mr. President. Presently under state law, if you want to be an embalmer or a funeral director, you're required to go to college, and the hands-on approach, which is the apprenticeship program, comes after the college. What's happening is the books don't quite do the job. When you get into the field work, oftentimes the person who wants to enter the profession finds that for some reason or another it's not for them. What this bill does, it allows the prospective embalmer or funeral director to undergo an apprenticeship program first, then go on to school. There are no courses offered in the state of Alaska for embalmers, so therefore the student has to go through the expense of going outside to take the college work. What this does, it allows, again, the apprenticeship to be served first, then if the student wants to continue, then he can go to school.
Question has been called for. Question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 456 be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary will close the roll.
Roll shows 19 yeas, 1 excused.
Senate Bill 456 adopted by the Senate. Next item on daily calendar is House Bill 478. Secretary, read the bill by title author, committee report.
House Bill number 478 by Representatives Adams, M. M. Miller, Duncan, Grusendorf, Ewling, and McBride, an act relating to the Permanent Fund Dividend Distribution Program and providing for an effective date. The State Affairs Committee considered this bill. Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, and Senator Ray signed do pass. Senator Kelly signed do not pass. Senator Sturgulewski signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommend do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson, Vic Fisher, Mulcahy, and Josephson. Senators Sackett and Fake signed no recommendation. Senator Kelly signed no recommendation on the rules report, and rules attached the letter of intent. There is an amendment number one.
Amendment number one.
Page 1, line 22, by Senators Hofford, Curtula, and Ferguson. It is a full-page amendment which has been distributed.
Senator Hofford.
Mr. President, I move amendment number 1.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, though it's a full-page amendment, it really affects only two words in the existing statute. Those changes are also contained in Senate Bill 390, I believe it is. Basically, it changes the computation date from December 1st to October 1st for the mathematical computation of the amount of the dividends. Under existing law, most Alaskans would not receive a dividend in calendar year 84 unless this change is made. It's a technical change. I've checked with the prime sponsor of the original bill. I've also checked with the co-chairman of the Finance Committee and the Commissioner of Revenue, and there is no opposition to the technical change. I ask unanimous consent.
Senator Bennett.
Mr. Chairman. Yes, I think we could call this one for the Gipper. The Finance Committee has no objections to the amendment.
I have an objection, Mr. President. I would move to ask unanimous consent that this bill and all amendments thereto be held until Tuesday's calendar.
Objection. Bill be held until Tuesday's calendar. Next item on the daily calendar.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 516, financed by the Finance Committee, an act making a special appropriation for the payment of 1983 permanent fund dividends to eligible persons who apply for the dividends during an extended application period and providing for an effective date. The State Affairs Committee considered this bill. Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, and Senator Ray signed do pass. Senator Kelly signed do not pass. Senator Sturgulewski signed a recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill, signing do pass for Senators Bennett, co-chairman, Ferguson, Vic Fisher, Josephson, and Mulcahy. Signing no recommendation for Senators Sackett and Fakes. Senator Kelly signed no recommendation on the rules report.
Amendments. Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
In the absence of amendments, Senator Wright.
Mr. President, this is a companion bill, I believe.
Yes, sir.
And I would ask that this also be held to the calendar.
There's no objection. Be held till Tuesday's calendar. The Secretary, read the citation calendar.
Citation honoring Session 3, Close-Up Students by Senators Ray, Ferguson, Moss, and Sturgulewski.
Senator Ray.
No additions or corrections, Mr. President. I move the citation calendar be approved as read.
Citation calendar has been adopted. Is there unfinished business this morning? You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I move that we take up the reconsideration of committee substitute for Senate Bill 418, Judiciary, at this time.
Senate Bill 418, Secretary will read the bill by title.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 418, Judiciary, an act establishing the time for the convening of the legislature in third reading on reconsideration.
It's before us for discussion, for debate. You have the floor, Senator Pettyjohn, if you wish it.
Well, just a reminder to the body, this is the one we talked about yesterday, would make the convening of the legislature occur on the 4th instead of the second Monday in January. And I have nothing to add to the discussion that we had yesterday.
Senator Victor Fisher has the floor.
Mr. President, I voted for this bill yesterday. I gave notice of reconsideration because I listened carefully to what each of the speakers said in behalf and in opposition to this bill. In further reflection, I think that the points brought out by Senator Eliason were very well taken. It doesn't really matter too much, except from the standpoint of school, and I'm sure that can be adjusted, when the legislative session begins. The conclusion of the legislative session, however, is important, particularly to the public, because the longer we go, the less contact there will be with that part of the population that is engaged in various field pursuits, be it fishing or lumber or mining or whatever. And also, Mr. President, from a personal standpoint, I think that it's important for members to get out as early as possible in the spring, or and certainly early as possible in the summer. And if we start 2 weeks later, it's just that much later into June that, and hopefully not July, that we get out of here.
The floor, Senator Pettigrew.
Mr. President, I move that we hold over the reconsideration of this bill until Tuesday.
No objections. Held till Tuesday. I think that's probably reasonable. Are there committee meetings? Announcement of committee meetings this morning. Transportation.
Mr. President, there'll be a teleconference this afternoon at 1:30 in the Butchovich room to receive testimony on Bootlegger Cove vibration problem caused by heavy traffic on unstable soil. The purpose of the hearing is to develop a public record of a potential problem we inherit if the railroad is transferred to the state of Alaska. We received numerous phone calls, petitions, and POMs regarding the issue, and this hearing will merely formalize the testimony for our future consideration. I invite all legislators interested in this issue to attend the teleconference this afternoon.
What time, Senator Moss?
In the Butchovich room.
What time?
1:30.
Thank you very much. In the Butchovich room. We'll be at ease. Senator Ferguson, your problem is resolved. Thank you. Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, to move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the Senate on April 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th for personal business.
You are excused. Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the Senate on May 4th and 5th on personal business.
You are excused. Senator Joseph.
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the Senate on Monday, April 9th, for personal business.
Senator Sackett.
I'm going to ask unanimous consent I'd be excused from the call of the Senate on May 1st and 2nd to go up to Fairbanks.
Senator Sackett is excused. Senator Elias.
Mr. President, I'm not quite sure where we are. I thought we was under committee reports, announcements. Senate Bill 497. Labor and Commerce will meet this afternoon at 1:30 in the Belts Room, and we're taking up three bills, Senate Bill 497, an act creating a private cause of action relating to mobile home warranties and transferring enforcement of mobile warranties, Senate Bill 360, an act relating to checking accounts, House Bill 654, an act relating to Alaska foreign offices at 1:30.
Chairman Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, State Affairs will meet at 3 p.m. in the Butrovich for a work session on Senate Bill 501, Standards of Conduct for the Executive Branch. We will not today deal with Senate Bill 110 on retirement of teachers and public employees. And while we're mixing apples and oranges, Mr. President, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the Senate and the call of the House on Friday, April 13, on official business.
Friday the 13th. You have the floor, Senator.
I would ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call on April 9th, this Monday.
I object. Just for what reason?
I plan to go fishing, Senator.
Oh, okay. Okay. Fishing out there.
Better watch out for Senator Elias and fishing these waters. Senator Ray?
There will be no judiciary meeting tomorrow or Monday. The next judiciary meeting will be on Wednesday of next week.
Are there further announcements of committee meetings? Are there items under special orders? Senator Bennett.
Thank you. If I might ask the privilege of the floor for one brief moment to talk about priorities.
Senator Bennett has the floor. There is no objection.
It seems like the recent actions have been kind of unique reference to aligning priorities. I might suggest to our learned colleague sitting across the chamber from me that he solicit the administration to continue using an alphabetical listing for priorities as opposed to a real priority list. I think if you get into the prison arena, you'll find Fire Island, Goose Bay, Sutton, Whittier, and of course your constituents and Anderson would probably prevail.
I thought it was going to be Bennett, Adams, and Curtula at the last. Senator Moss?
President, for the same subject, Mr. President.
You have the floor. There's no objection.
I think this is a great idea because Anderson, for example, happens to be A, and I don't know of any other location that has any higher priority if we go by alphabet. And it seems that a lot of the people in the previous CIP priorities, especially in the Anchorage area, and I'd hope that they would go with us on this because they got theirs by alphabet. I'd like to see that continued by alphabet. Perhaps it would help us with our prison. You know, the folks in Anderson did hold a referendum, 2-1, and they're asking for the maximum security there, and nobody has protested it there, and I think it'd be a great idea. And hopefully we'll do our priorities with the alphabet in the future in reference to this particular deal. And I appreciate that very much, folks.
I'm sure the members of Anchorage appreciate that, too. And you have the floor, Senator.
Do I have the privilege of the floor to speak on decorum and debate?
You have the floor, Senator.
Well, Mr. President, normally I don't speak about the activities of the other body, but the happenstance occurred yesterday that requires me to make some statement, I believe. It's been my belief that you don't use the names of the participants in the legislative body by name. You mention them some other fashion, but yesterday my name was used on the House floor directly for a period of some time. At that time, I thought that perhaps that this would lead to a dialogue of some kind of educational value between myself and the other body or some of the members of the other body. But I went and listened to the tape, and it showed that the remarks were more or less the sniveling remarks of a juvenile. It would more or less be placing the blame on another, his own blame on somebody else. So I had thought that perhaps it would lead to a contest of wits, battle of wits. But after, again, listening to it, I could see that my opponent would have less than half the equipment required. So rather than to censure him, I'll just forgive his remarks.
Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, I request the privilege of the floor to comment on the fish board.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, one of the issues that has concerned quite a few of us who represent areas with large percentages of sports fishermen has been the confirmation of fish board appointments. We had problems with the appointments last year, and we've had a lot of objection from our constituents to appointments proposed for this year, basically not adequate representation of the sports fishing interest. The action of the Board of Fisheries several days ago in allocating salmon on the east side of Cook Inlet would have made it just about impossible for any of us to support the governor's appointments. I just want to express my appreciation to the board for yesterday unanimously changing the allocation and providing for greater escapement of king salmon on the east side of Cook Inlet, because that will serve the sports fisheries interest and will certainly make it easier for us to deal with the confirmation issue.
Senator Joe Joseph, on the other floor.
Mr. President, I request you a special privilege of the floor to discuss personal attacks.
Senator Joe Joseph has the floor.
Well, Mr. President, recently one of my, I don't think he's one of my constituents, but one of my Anchorage co-residents wrote a letter to the editor of the Anchorage News on the Whittier prison issue. And in the course of that letter, and the gentleman opposes a prison at Whittier, some of you saw that letter, he said that Senator Josephson is in bed with a developer, meaning Mr. Zamorello. I checked, Mr. President, and I am not offended by that remark, and I checked with my wife, and she's not threatened by that remark, and I checked with Mr. Zamorello, and he's not offended. But I do want to report that Mrs. Zamorello is furious.
It's exactly what it deserved, Senator. Senator Ray.
No other comments. I would move that we adjourn to 2 a.m. or 2 p.m. 2 p.m. Monday, April 12th.
Adjourn.